universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Saint Lucy, the patron saint of the blind. Honored December 13. Many pictures show her holding, one of them is a dagger and a lamp. The dagger is what poked out her eyes and took her life. The lamp is the symbol that she guides the way for those who are blind, those who look to the Lord and give all. Another picture shows her holding a golden plate with her eyes on them. She's venerated in the Roman Catholic Church, Orthodox Church, the Anglican community, and Lutheranism. According to the traditional story, Lucia was born to wealthy Roman parents, but her father died when she was 5 years old, leaving her and her mother, Eutychius, to survive without a protector. She dedicated her life to the Lord, vowing to give all that she had, including her life, to the Lord. Therefore, she chose not to marry, but remain a virgin. Her mother, not realizing this, had arranged for a suitor for her to marry, a pagan man. Eutychius had a disease that caused her to bleed significantly. Lucy convinced her to go to Catania to the shrine of Agatha, a Christian who had died as a martyr 50 years prior. While there, according to the tradition, Agatha came to Lucy and said, "Because of your faith, your mother will be healed. The persecution of Diocletian, the Roman emperor, will end." Lucy, therefore, in thankfulness for her mother's being healed, and remember, she had dedicated her life to the Lord, said to her mother, "Give away what you have to the poor. Let them be blessed." Well, Eutychius said it would be a good bequest, gifts at her death. But Lucia countered, "Whatever you give away at the death, you give away for the Lord's sake because you can't take it with you. Why not give it to the Savior now while you are healthy? Whatever you intended away to give away at death, give away now." News of Eutychius and Lucy giving away all their wealth came to the suitor's attention, the one that Eutychius had arranged for Lucy to marry, and he was very upset and so reported this to the governor of Syracuse. He, therefore, demanded that Lucy offer a sacrifice to the Roman god. Well, she refused, and so the Roman governor denounced her and said she must die. Tradition says that the soldiers came to take her away, and they couldn't drag her away at all. So they piled up wood around her to start a fire, and it wouldn't start. So finally, a sword was taken to kill her. In the medieval ages, it was also added that this sword poked out her eyes, taking away the vision that she had. If you have vision that the Roman Empire will be destroyed, we'll take away that vision. You may recognize the name Saint Lucy as Saint Lucia, Saint Lucia. It has similar roots, her name, her Latin name, to light. And so there is symbolic imagery that she is the bearer of light to those who are in winter, in darkness. And so her feast day, her celebration day, is at one of the shortest days, the longest nights. Also, she bears the light to those who are blind. There's a whole lot more you can find written about Saint Lucy. I just shared these as there are several significant things. One, she dedicated her life to the Lord, all her life, and therefore her worldly goods. I know that many of you who are blind and visually impaired are not married, never were, or have lost their spouse. Here we have a saint who dedicated her life to the Lord, all of it. you can too. Second, she even encouraged distributing wealth to the needy, taking in mind the concept that we can't take it with you, so share it now and help others. Third, her faith and trust that God would provide and help her no matter what the situations are can bring light even into our dark world, whether that darkness be of the shortness of days, or of the physical blindness, or of a spiritual drought. Light comes because Jesus has come and brought light into darkness. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for your many saints who have gone before us. And thank you for Saint Lucy, who is now with you. Thank you that she gave not only her eyes, but her life in your service. Lord, use us. Use us who are many who don't have physical eyes to see, but do see that you reign supreme and that you promise eternity to us. Help us to be servants in similar ways to those around us. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. Love to hear from you, either about St. Lucy or any other topic. You can write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus at not-alone.net.